And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, if you've ever wondered if the DEI industry was just an elaborate grift, the Associated Press, I think, has your answer. Ian Roberts, the illegal alien superintendent arrested by ICE last month, allegedly ran a profitable little side hustle, using his position to funnel taxpayer dollars to a DEI consulting firm that marketed him as a speaker and sold his books. When ideology trumps basic background checks, you get exactly what you paid for. Speaking of ideology over evidence, private emails obtained through FOIA reveal that leaders of the World Professional Association of Transgender Health knew the research behind child sex changes was shoddy, yet they kept pushing the procedures anyway. University of California, San Francisco directors, both co-authors of the influential Standards of Care, admitted behind the scenes that weak studies were fueling predatory practices by surgeons. I mean, when the doctors are privately admitting that the science is garbage, but publicly they're celebrating the life-altering procedures for minors, that's not medicine, it's malpractice. A new poll reveals 40% of American voters believe artificial intelligence will make the American dream even harder to reach, more than double the 16% who see it as helpful. And if you want to see how government invests in the future, Barack Obama's signature solar project just proved the point. This particular solar project facility, boosted by $1.6 billion in taxpayer-backed loans, is closing after never coming close to its promises. Meanwhile, Quebec has introduced legislation to enshrine abortion in the province's draft constitution with language promising the state protects women's freedom to have an abortion. That same bill pushes euthanasia as an end-of-life right. On the other hand, 51 Republican senators are urging the Trump administration to restore the ban of mailing abortion pills across state lines. Finally, a British member of parliament is upset at one county council for displaying the Union Jack and flag of St. George. He says these flags might make some residents feel excluded. According to the parliament member, being British means unity, decency, determination, having a pint, a cup of tea, and supporting the English football team. So your definition of a national identity is nothing more than a list of activities and vague promises to be nice. I don't know, maybe it's me, but it doesn't look like flags are the problem here. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget, you can go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Fortis News, which is something I would really appreciate you doing. Also, rate and review while you're there, but when you subscribe, you get these updates daily. Makes it simple. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.